Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mrs. Met, you're on Boomer and Craig. What's up?
Hi, Boomer. Hi, Craig.
What's going on, baby?
How you doing, Mrs. Met?
I'm very, very upset about what happened last night.
Yeah, what happened when Mr. Met got home?
I think he had some personal issues. Maybe it was a cry for help.
Well, where were you when he needed you most?
I was home. We have a little ping pong ball in the oven.
Is that right?
Yes.
And
Might be twins.
Did you say
I'm very concerned about Mr. Men. I don't think it's fair. And if he does get fired, how am I going to provide for the little baby? Baby Mets.
How many baby Mets are there?
There's a dozen.
What is this, the Cromartie family?
Mr. Met is very passionate.
Well, listen, you take care of your business at home. I'm sure everything will be just fine with you and Mr. Met, and he'll survive. After all, we've offered him $1,000 to be our mascot starting at the 30th anniversary celebration. Bart Scott's here. He ain't got nothing to do these days.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Met could come hang with me. We're both unemployed right now.
That's right.
That's nice. All right, great.
But I tell you what, listen, you got to own it. Listen. You did what you did.
Right.
Don't apologize about it. It's nothing you can do. They have to fire you.
No, they don't.
They got to fire you.
Look, it's politically correct.
You look at what happens with Kathy Griffin. She wanted to apologize, which she did what was wrong, but it's nothing that you can do about it. So own it. You have no control really sometimes of how you live. You can control how you die. If I'm going out, I'm going out all swinging. Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I said it. Become a legend. He could have became a legend. He should have pulled his pants down and mooned him, too.
Well, he didn't know he was going to get fired.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this. Assuming he does get fired this morning, he should say, okay, sneak into the dressing room, put on the Mr. Met costume, and go.
Why didn't he take the... I would have took the baseball head off, went in the stands, beat the hell out of the guy, then went and put it on. Nobody knows what the guy looks like without the head on.
Did you do that when you got fired from CBS?
Well, they had me on a security list. I tell you what, when I came here, man, my code don't work no more. What's up with that?
Well, that was Boomer.
I was just at the door.
Nothing to do with that, man.
I was just at the door.
What I love about Bart and I love working with Bart is that what you hear and what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Every single time. So.
I was disappointed in the whole thing.
Hey, man, it is what it is. Like I said, I've had my biggest growth from my biggest setback. So whenever I've had a setback, I know something big is coming. So I ain't worried about it, man. Hakuna Matata.
When they called
Boomer
you,
Rich.
Did they know? Did you know it was happening?
Well, they kept asking for extension. So I knew they were doing their due diligence. I knew they were interviewing people. But listen, that's the nature of the business. No matter what, CBS has boosted my brand. I've been at the top. So anything else, I got my options about what I want to choose to do if I decide to do that. I ain't tripping.
Do you think that they could have used you better? Like, I always thought, and I said this to Boomer on and off the air, Bart Scott, there's a better way for Bart to be involved with the NFL today. And sitting there having to give a quick soundbite in 30 seconds, I thought, wasn't the best use of your abilities.
Well, one, I talk too much. I need a little bit more time. I need a little bit more space to paint my pictures. But listen, that was part of the business. And at the end of the day, whether it was, it was deserving or not, at the end of the day, it's my responsibility to impress my employer enough to make sure that they don't have an option. So the fact that they felt like they had an option to move on, it's my fault. I didn't perform enough. So I ain't tripping. I ain't set.
That's a good lesson for everyone to learn.
You have seen the headmen. The only thing I'm worried about is I'm at risk of losing my Jamaican status, because to be a true Heyman, you got to have at least 5 jobs. And I'm down to 3, so I'm looking.
He's got a lot of
Boomer's
jobs. He's out
now.
There. Yeah, I got 8. That's exactly right.
Yeah, he's on a whole
Jamaican.
Different category.
Yeah, exactly.
Boomer's a
Heyman.
Three
jobs, two days, he's no good bum.
The amazing thing about Bart is when they made the announcement, I basically immediately called him. And I just said, look, man, I went through this myself. I went through it at ABC.
Yep, very public.
And I think the way you look at it is you look at it as another opportunity to go find something else to do. If you want to, that's the question. Do you want to?
Yeah, I'm going around the circuit seeing what I want to do. But the good thing is, like I said, with the CBS brand, building my brand, I have options to decide what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And who knows? Maybe I can be the third wheel. I can be Champ. You know, you got Larry, Curly, Moe, and I can be Champ. I can be a
well,
guest.
Well, depends.
And somebody guest, you know what I'm saying?
I always said, if you let Bart Scott just be Bart Scott, it'd be great TV. I'd love it on the radio.
Everybody can't handle the truth.
I would have you go, I said this to Boomer, I go, if I'm the NFL Today or Showtime or any of these other shows, NFL Network, I would dispatch you out to another guy's like a ball player's house, yeah. Have you spend the weekend with him, and turn it into like a good 3 to 5 yeah. minute like package. Bart Scott hanging with the guys, I think it'd be awesome.
Oh, no doubt.
Because you can do your thing.
We can do that. You can executive produce it. Y'all got enough bread right here to afford me.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
But I tell you what, man, I'm glad that you
didn't
brought
return
the energy
my calls
up. I'm
either.
Glad you brought the energy up because I don't know who that last guest was, but I fell asleep. When you talked to me there, you put me to sleep, man.
Well, that was the
That's why I came
baseball,
here to try and double fist.
Yeah,
but
I know,
listen,
that was the commissioner of baseball.
I'm not sure if he was all the way awake.
But it's early. He's an older man. Right. You never
know. Yeah, I woke up yesterday to get here, man.
I'm shocked that you got here early.
I had to.
Right?
Listen, fighting that traffic, I wouldn't have made it, man. I got up yesterday to come here.
Nice. I saw you walking the streets of New York. I go, what's Bart Scott doing? I'm walking the streets of New York.
Falling on a budget, baby.
So everything's good with you. I was told that you were coaching some football in Jersey, and you know, some dads think they know more than anybody else, and they feel threatened if someone knows the sport that they're allegedly
daddy
coaching.
Daddy ball. A lot of daddy ball on them.
I was told that you were coaching football in Jersey, and a couple of dads who were involved in the league, I don't know what the story was, but went to you and said, Bart, we appreciate you being here, but we're good. You don't have to come back and coach no more.
No, that ain't true. Listen.
Never happened.
That's one place I can't get fired from. I would have karate kicked the mess out of somebody that chest covered that. I'm looking for a fight, man. I got a lot of built up animosity right now.
You're still coaching kids in Jersey?
Absolutely. Twinborough Bears. And actually, I'm about to do my own football camp, but you know, that's the reason I did it. You know, the reason I became a coach is because I went. You know, and everybody knows how dangerous football could be or potentially be.
Especially if it's not taught right.
Right. I'm sitting in the stands, and I hear this kid telling my kid all kind of wrong. So I say, listen, man, one thing you're not going to have is my kid out here getting jacked up. You know what I mean? So I went out there, I started, you know, coaching. I've actually been coaching for 4 years. This year I get the blitz. So we're going to see if some 12-year-olds can pick up a full slide jet wide protection. We'll see.
So you are the defensive coordinator of a football team.
Man, I'm about to jack some kids up. Straight up.
Straight up jack up.
Hey, what is the missed question? Did you always show up for the voluntary OTAs when you played?
Oh, this is a great question. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I did because I was a D1 double slap. You know what? You know what I mean? But listen, I had this argument the other day. You know, and everybody knows. I tell it how it is. You know, I've came at Odell Beckham.
Yep.
You know, when he was acting like a little, like, 2-year-old on the sidelines. But nobody cares about OTAs, man. Really? Nobody cares. Listen. Ray never came to OTAs. Jonathan Ogden never came to OTAs. Peter Roware always faked the injury and had an off-season surgery, so he didn't have to come back to the second week of training camp to miss all the hard stuff. Suggs was in Arizona. Ty Heat was in Arizona. Like, nobody cares. Let me tell you something. If somebody's willing to pay somebody to work me out, pay. When I can go get trained for free, I'm going to do my work if I'm paying somebody to train me. What people don't really talk about is how sorry some of these strength coaches are. Some of these strength coaches are horrible.
Right.
And so they make this generic program, right? They make this generic program, and it's catered to everybody.
One size fits
all. Yeah, it's not specific to me.
Yeah, but you know what the problem here with Odell Beckham Jr. is all the other stuff that goes along with him, and then he's not here. And you know he's going to want a ginormous contract
he
after
deserves
this year.
It.
I'm not saying he doesn't. He does deserve it. And I also told Craig, I said, you know, at the end of the day, nobody really cares about this. All they care about is when they play against the Dallas Cowboys opening night, that he has 10 catches, 200 yards, and 4 touchdowns. And they're all spectacular, and everybody's going to love him
again.
Absolutely. And I don't think the players really have an issue with it.
Players
I can't imagine that they would. As a matter of fact, if I'm Sterling Shepard, if I'm Brandon Marshall, who's on a new team, I got more opportunities now with Eli Manning.
It was perfect for the young guys, right? Because now I get to go with the ones. I get the ones coaching, you know, and now I get corrected. I get opportunity to get reps under my belt to get that experience. He doesn't need any more experience. You know what I mean? He's getting better. But, he's working
all
with Chris Carter.
You, yeah, but now he's working with Chris Carter. Now
Chris Carter's not helping the call.
He's helping him to get a fall guy. You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. No, but the point being is even Chris Carter is saying, well, he's going to mature. Wait a minute, time out. When are we going to grow up? What are we going to realize? We're a professional football player. We're going to stop this nonsense. And on top of that, you got Josh Norman already spouting off about how the NFC East is going to be out of control this year.
Well, Josh Norman is just, you know, he's a salesman. He's like
the
little chihuahua. Yeah. But listen, he need to tighten his game up because he was exposed a little bit, and it's only going to get more difficult. OBJ is a great player, and I think he deserves to be one of the top highest paid, you know, one of the highest paid, you know, players in his position. Mature, what does that mean? Like, some guys never grow up. You know what I mean? And you can't expect your best player on the team to be a leader. Everybody's not a leader. That's not everybody's personality. You have your leaders, and guys appoint who the leaders are.
Yeah, the issue with him is that, listen, it's voluntary, so it's voluntary. That being said,
voluntary but mandatory.
When you say I'll be there Thursday and you don't come, when you blow off a couple kids' camps over the off season, when you're living the life that you're living, and all of a sudden you're taking shots at your head coach or the wide receiver coach,
the retweeting,
like, don't
show
up, fine, but now they're taking shots at, you know, the coaching staff, which that to me, you've set all these records. You're the best player on the team under his watch. What did he do wrong?
Well, once again, we're speaking about the maturity of the player. He's still 24 years old, and he's going to realize.
When does that end, though? I mean, you know what I mean?
Maybe like $29 million
when he has a kid or something forces him to mature. But right now, he has, I'm sure, a bunch of enablers around him, a bunch of fluffers going around telling him how great he is, you know, putting the moisturizer in his hair and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, he needs to surround himself with people that's going to help build his brand. And something that he, because at some point his body's going to give out. All athletes do. And at the end of the day, your brand is what you sell. And he has to realize if he wants to make a smooth transition, if he wants to make $1 billion or whatever and be the face of football and face of Nike or whatever, that he's got to do things a certain type of way. And he has to be politically correct.
Talking to Bart Scott, you know, this whole thing with what happened to LeBron James now.
Yeah.
The racist graffiti. Well, it was racist graffiti that was found on his fence. And in Brentwood, California, owns a spread there, I guess. And the security guard supposedly took a picture of it and then painted over it, showed the picture to the police. The police said, yes, it was accurate that somebody did write the N-word on his fence.
I can't believe Klay Thompson and Steph Curry would do that.
Yeah, okay.
Shocking.
You know what's amazing to me, though? Here's the thing. We don't know who did it.
Right.
It could be anybody. Let's wait and find. And supposedly there's some sort of video camera. Right. So we'll know who did it pretty quickly. But I was amazed. Here's the greatest athlete of his time right now doing maybe some of the greatest things we've ever seen on a basketball court. And just how.
And he's a great guy at the same time.
You're right. Exactly. And it does a million things off the court for his community in Akron and everything else. We all know that. We've lauded him here for that 1,000 times over. Here's what I'm getting to. So he's getting ready to start the finals, and he's obviously touched by this in a very, very emotional and negative way. And I can't say that I wouldn't be either if it were me. But if you follow Twitter, right, there are 1,000 insults that are thrown at everybody every single day. Mm-hmm. But there's also 1,000 pats on the back, and I'm sure he has 1,000 pats on the back. Were you surprised about the way that he reacted to the thing yesterday?
No, he's always taken a stance, and I applaud him for that. I always say, you know, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, they never did anything, I think, to help, you know, the black athlete, you know, guys in inner city that deal with all types of issues. LeBron has, you know, been vocal about stepping out and talking about, you think about the Trayvon Martin when they came out with the hoodies and things like that. He does everything the right way, and I know, you know, we live in an era where we wait for the shoe to fall off our you know, so to speak, to fall off our heroes, and he's lived up, you know, to all the hype, and he's been everything that you can ask for as an athlete. But unfortunately, that's what happens, you know. And I think it, you know, I love this response. You know, it's important for people to see, because if it can happen to me, it can happen to anybody. Like, what could you possibly have against LeBron James?
Well, I mean, if you're a Golden State Warrior fan, I could see what you could have against.
Yeah,
him,
but
right?
but that crosses the line.
I understand that. But I, you know, maybe. But I again, I want to see who the person actually is who did this.
Let me take a break in this. Bart's going to hang for
another
segment.
I don't think
segment.
It was somebody named Leroy. I can bet. I don't think it was Leroy Pookie. Leroy Pookie didn't do that.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Well, Bart Scott's got a camp coming up towards the end of June in Randolph, New Jersey called, let's see, the Can't Wait Performance Camp.
Yeah, man.
And he'll be out there with Javon Parker and Brickishaw, Rex Ryan, Chris Candy, Willie Colon, Ray Rice, Jameel McClain, and a bunch of others, including David Harris from the Jets. And how many kids can go to this camp?
As many as can fit inside a building without the fire department shutting us down, man.
And yeah, the camp is June 26th to the 28th. So before a lot of kids go wherever the hell they go for the summer, you have to be 11 or older. And I'm sure there's a website, but you have to look it up.
Hey, what is, have you spoken to Rex?
Yeah, I talked to Rex.
How's he doing?
Man, he's loving life, man. Listen, he's still got guaranteed money and another job. You get paid from your old job while you're working on a new job. Don't get any better than that, man.
Did he move back to Jersey? Is he living back here now, or where
is he? No. He's in Tennessee. Just bought another compound. You know what I'm saying? You can live like a king down in Tennessee, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have the ball on the budget. I could straight out ball if I went to live in Tennessee.
Maybe that's your future now, you know?
Hey, man.
Right?
I'm open to anything.
And whatever happened... And this is amazing. So Bart and I spent about an hour and a half to 2 hours in a car last year driving to that event down in Garmany.
Yeah, man.
And we're going down to Red Bank, New Jersey, and I'm driving. And I want to get to know Bart a little bit more. And I'm like, you know, tell me about your family and everything. Right? They actually have a movie script about or a movie treatment about
Warner Brothers' only story in my life. Yeah, man.
It's a story you were raised by your sisters, right?
Man, it doesn't get any funnier than being growing up in Detroit in the 80s during the crack and gang era, man.
Right.
They call one of my uncles Chicken George off of Roots. I got another uncle, man, that he walks around with wrist bandages around his wrist with knives in there. And I remember, you know, he always used to come up to me with some Vietnam, like, karate move. I take your throat out. Like, all right, man. So I get a call one day. Unc got beat up at a park. Because he got drunk talking stuff, got beat up by like a bunch of teenagers. I say, man, why you hit him with the move? Hey, man, shut up. And he always combs his hair. First of all, black man, combs his hair to the back,
right?
Pulls all his hair out. He drinks Mohawk vodka. You know, listen, Mohawk vodka has cost $1.79 since the 80s.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It got to be like ethanol or something in there, man. And he chases it with ice water, man. You can't make this stuff up.
That's
my family,
man, right there.
That's a whole nother show. You only got enough stuff.
But whatever happened to the movie treatment is what I want to know. Where is it right now?
I don't know, man. You know, with these movie scripts, man, you know, hopefully they'll resurface after the Tupac movie. After the Tupac movie come out, maybe they have some room.
Did anybody ever write it? Like, is there a script for it?
Well, you know what? Gay Talese followed me around for maybe 2 years when I first got here with the Jets, so he has a lot of materials. Matter of fact, I need to holler at Gay. He has my, still got a bunch of family pictures and stuff, man.
You got to get them back.
Yeah, man.
But you were raised by your sisters, right?
Well, no. I was raised by my mom, but, you know, I grew up...
Your sisters just better kick your ass.
Yeah, that's how I got thugged out, bro. Let me tell you something. My sisters don't play. My sisters walk around with that strap. Run up on them if you think so. Think it's a game. My sisters, I'm telling you, man, my sisters beat the hell out of me. Like, I had one acted as my mother because she's 10 years older than me, so she would give me whoopings. And then I had the other one that tortured me, the middle child, because she was used to being the youngest. So she used to lock me in the basement, and we had this furnace that my mom said, you know, they used to tell me it was the gates of hell. So we used to get in trouble. They put it on the steps. And my mom used to sing the Omen song, the Oh, the Mighty, the Holy, like when the Damon was coming right before somebody died. So then when she would go to work, they would throw me in the steps, and I would just cry myself to sleep on the steps. My mom come back, I'm in the basement steps. Like, they were vicious. But I tell you what, when I got in them streets, if you can deal with a sister that's 10 years older than you, another sister that's 6 years older than you, no kid my age deal with me. I had them paws. Run up if you want to. I got a lot of frustration.
You're good to go.
So the birth of the mad backer right there, baby.
So he was telling this story basically for an hour and a half going down to Red Bank. And I mean, I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Well, how old were you when physically you got to a point when they stopped messing with you?
So I told him, I always told him when I turned 13, it's going down.
Right.
You know, put your paws up. We gonna fight. They start acting nice to me around 12. You know what I mean? I was playing football, doing them push-ups. I was ready. You know what I'm saying? It's funny, man. I remember we had this big gang fight, right? And it's like, all right, just, you know, I had to walk through three gang territories, good school, and it was just like, you know, I never knew when I had to fight. You know what I mean? Because what would happen is, like, the older kids on our block, you know, that was selling drugs, doing whatever, doing hustling, they would get into it with the older guys from another block. And, you know, I'm the only one going to school, right? So I'm going to school. So I'm walking home from school, and I see people following me. Like, what the hell they following me for? All right.
You're from the wrong block.
Now I got to no, something happened while I was in school trying to get an education.
Right.
And coming out, I don't know what's going on. Nobody informed me. Wasn't no cell phones back in the day. Like, hey, man, you might want to get picked up from school. So I just, you know, throw them paws. But after a while, the neighborhood and everybody realized that I was a good athlete, that I wasn't about that gang life. And if you run up on me, it's a big possibility you're going to take
an L. Protect you? We're talking to Bart Scott. Anybody protect you or anything? Did you have anybody?
Well, I always had cousins. You know, I got a huge family. And
how many people?
Well, my grandmother had seven kids, each of those seven kids had at least 3 to 4 kids, so that made 21. Then since then, those kids have had kids. My grandmother probably has about 80 grand and great-grandkids.
And when you grew up, there's got to be 20, 30 kids all within a couple years of your age, right?
Oh, yeah.
On the same couple block area?
And listen, this is what we struggle with, right? Because our kids, you know, they playing Minecraft and all that stuff. I became a great athlete by going outside and just playing tag and running all day. I only came back in to go to the store, get a pickle and get a popsicle, and I was back outside playing all day. Right. Now our kids don't do anything, you know what I mean? So now, you know, I got to try and create an environment. I got to throw a football camp for my kids to become an athlete. We used to just play football on the concrete. You know, you fall, you get a strawberry, no harm, no foul.
That's it. Yeah. Well, the kids grow up differently now, but like you said to us last time here, you got to teach your son, you know, the
Black-ish,
the head bob.
It's a lot of stuff he
right?
don't know,
the
man.
Suburban head bob. He didn't know anything about that.
Got no now, street cred. Now, bro. I'm gonna drop him off in Irvington. Just leave him. Like, make your way back. Make it home.
That's got to be interesting. That's got to be an interesting.
My son don't know. I don't think my son knows he's black. You know, he just thinks he's one thing. You know, I don't know. He has no clue. He don't know any corny haircuts, man. He don't care about how he dress, man. He wear a hoodie and dingy pants to school every day. Like, bro, I just bought you these Jordans, man. These collect me. He don't care. which is a great thing because I don't feel he feels that pressure to, you know.
Right.
You know, in the hood, you know, going to school is a fashion show.
So I want to get this right, because I'm fascinated by it. We talked, Kenny Anderson's become a good friend. He tells a similar story. He grew up, you know, left rack. And at some point, he was like 9 when he was this phenom. And there were the bad guys, the tough guys in the neighborhood, looked out for him. Don't mess with this kid because he's going to get out.
No doubt.
You had something similar?
Well, I'll tell you what. You got to think just like 98. I remember, I follow Anthony Adams. You know, for people who don't know who he is, he played in the NFL for about 10 years. I follow him, and one day on Instagram, and one day he put up the list. 10 guys that I grew up with and played the Little League against for myself, Larry Foote. You know, Drew Henson, all these guys. Well, Drew Henson was in the burbs, so he don't really count. Like, 11 of us made it to the NFL out of that 1 year. You know what I mean? That's when
Gates. How many different high schools?
A lot. You know, so it's Antonio Gates, Chester Taylor, Ron Johnson, Javon Hunter. It was 4 of us just on the Ravens alone.
Right.
You know, and, you know, so it was super competitive. And it was just a blessing. It was a great time in Detroit. I learned a lot. It's kind of sculpted and made who I am. That's what I'm saying. Listen. I don't worry about anything. I don't worry about no job. Nothing stresses me out, man, because I know where I came from. So I'm built tougher than people.
You ever have a gun pulled on you?
Yeah, I carried a strap.
You did?
You had to. You know what I mean? That's just what it was. You know what I mean? The last time I got chased by this guy, right? So once again, I was a police explorer, right? So I was a police athletic league. So I'm walking to our police explorer meet with a couple of my cousins. And all of a sudden I hear, "There they go right there." And I'm looking like, huh? I swear, it was like 4 cars of guys jumped out with guns, bats, crowbars, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I take off. We all take off. First, only time I've ever ran in my life. And the only reason I ran and didn't stand my ground is because, you know, my female cousins was with me. So we ran and whatever. So it was these guys were like 20, 30, and then some of them are my age go to school. So this guy had this one of the guys that chased me had the nerve to come to school the next day. Why he do that?
What happened to him?
Ooh, I gave him the one-hitter quitter. You know what I'm saying? Like Jody, you know what I'm saying? From Baby Boy. You know that man put them paws on him. So much so that his mother moved him out the neighborhood. He was afraid to say who did it. And then it was crazy because I went to college and I came back and he was at McDonald's and he saw me. He ran into the back. That's how you got to do it. You got to beat somebody so bad in the hood that, listen, that was a message to everybody. Run
Don't
up if you want
Bart
to,
because
it's going to go down.
Was any retaliation
we gotta fight every
for
day.
That or no?
Nah, they ain't want no. He's like, you know what? You win.
Did a guy ever actually put a gun to you?
Nah, but they had guns. Listen, and it was weird because I kind of had a pass because I could jump because a lot of my teammates, because I played sports, was in those neighborhoods. So, listen, I wasn't about that life. I wasn't trying to live that way. You know what I mean? I never was a bad kid. I always wanted to do something more. You know what I mean? I had great support from my mother. You know what I mean? My other cousins, everybody in my neighborhood moved out of town and started selling drugs at 9th grade. Everybody I grew up with dropped out of school in 9th grade to set up shop.
Right.
Well, I can't snitch, but yeah. Out of town, you know what I mean? But that's just what it was, man. Did but anyway, come to my can't wait camp, man. I'm going to whoop your kids and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the statute of limitations ran out on some of these crimes I'm sitting here describing.
That's all right. But you've actually straightened yourself out. Those,
they would have had, to, at some point, someone had said to you, why don't you come with us? Make some money, right?
Man, I had all that, man.
Yeah,
like,
but did you tell me, like, my entire family would protect you, though? Like, they knew that you were going to become something.
They knew I was different, man. They was like, man, this dude walked different.
Yeah, like,
you know
Kenny
what
Anderson
mean?
Said the
He's
same
a little
thing.
Different, man. Like, and, you know, I wasn't the best athlete on my block. That's the crazy thing.
That's what I was going to ask you
next. I was just
next.
The one that stayed the most consistent.
I'm saying there had to be kids that you grew up with who could have been professional, right?
Man, could have been anything, man. But they dropped out, so, you know. I'll take the money. I'll take the millions. Appreciate
That's
you.
It.
Process of elimination. So there could only be one, like Highlander.
It's called Can't Wait Performance Camp. It's Bart Scott. And if you're a TV executive, Bart's looking for a gig. Radio 2, why don't you consider doing
I'm balling
the
budget.
The
Listen, I got about 3 weeks before I have to sell this watch for my mortgage, man.
Listen.
What's up?
It's a nice watch.
Hey, let me ask you this question. How do they get involved in the camp? Is there a website or anything?
Yes, a website. It's ISP.
So it's the ISP Event Center.
Yeah, exactly.
So and go to ISPEventCenter.com and you can check it out. I'm sure you can Google it now as well. And
can I tell you about, guys, why I decided to do a camp?
Yeah, please.
Because, you know, when I was in Baltimore, I used to do a camp, but it took a lot of energy out of me because, you know, I'm either all or nothing. So I went to a camp of this great Big Ten school. I'm not going to say what the school is. And you know what the highlight of the camp was? These guys, probably 10,000 students there, student athletes, and they probably paid over $500 a person. And the highlight was they were playing tag. They played tag. And so then I go talk to the coach. I'm like, hey, man, you know, he's doing this wrong. Can I correct? He's like, who cares? Like, who cares? These people paid $500 their hard-earned money. You guys probably bringing in $500,000. And these kids are not going to leave this camp any better than when they came. So when you come to the Can't Wait camp, not only are you going to learn about football, you're also going to go over and transition to a circuit where you're going to learn performance. I brought all my friends. I had no idiots. None of my dumb teammates would be involved in it. Listen, and you know who you are. You know who you are. Some of you guys were dumb. You know, you need the wristband just to figure out where to line up, right? So all the guys that are smart, that has tremendous football acumen will be there. Guys that are teachers. You know, I got guys like Rob Burnett. You know, Rob Burnett played on that famous, you know, 2000, you know, defense. He played with Ozzie, actually. He actually played like 15 years. Got over 80 sacks, right? So guys can come there. You're going to learn the how, the what, and the why. You know, I'm going to give you more tools for your toolbox to be a high percentage decision maker.
And kids playing tackle or flag or
No. It's not even about that. This is a performance camp. So you're going to learn. You're going to go through drills. You're going to go through a simulated practice. But then you're going to rotate to the guys that are responsible for me keeping my cardiovascular, you know, performance up, keeping me in shape. So they're going to go learn how to run, how to change direction, shift weight. So it's not just football. You're going to learn how to be a better athlete no matter what sport you're going to do. Then I'm going to transition you to my wellness part where you're going to learn about nutrition. I'm going to make these kids do yoga because the biggest thing always happens when you're in high school, I got to get bigger. Listen, if you can't line up your target, if you can't get to the connection point, the junction point, then how can you use that strength and all that power? So you need to be limber. You got to need to be a loose athlete. You need to be a fluid athlete. This time, you know, more important than ever. Any other time, it's more important to be more athletic than and more about strength and power.
Do you do the paw throwing class before lunch or after lunch?
The paw? What's paw throwing
when
class?
When you throw paws. When you teach kids how to throw paws.
Ah, well, you're going to learn. Everything you learn in your pass rush, if you close your fist, can go to somebody's chin. You know what I'm saying? Protect yourself.
So I'm sure parents are going to want to know, do they play a game as well, or is it just all about the
conditioning? It's all about becoming a better football player. You're going to learn how to pass rush. You're going to learn long arm stab. You're going to learn how to chop. You're going to learn how to slap rip. You're going to learn how to have proper leverage on your zones. You're going to learn something, man.
I like that.
What are you benching these days?
You know what?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think you're a little smaller than I last saw you.
I'm Gucci. Where we at?
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
By the way, are you working at that gym where you raise the rates? Or no? Oh, yeah, you're posing now.
We Gucci right here, bro. You know what I'm saying? My wife need to see me and be turned on.
I was trying to do the same thing. He went to a gym because it was a lower price than the gym he was at, and he bumps into Bart Scott, and Bart Scott
Al
goes,
looks like he's on a vegan diet.
I'm doubling your rates.
Al looks like he's on a vegan diet, man. He looks like he lost all his muscle. He's doing nothing but cardio.
I'm like you. I'm doing no carbs.
Somebody going to run up on you. you, man. Listen, I'm all about getting in shape and losing weight, but you need, it's a point where somebody like, you know what, I think I can take him. You know what I mean? I got, as long as I'm always above that, I don't know, I'm good.
You got to run, though. You got to realize that Al runs the mean streets of the Jersey Shore. Yeah, you know, he's down Lake. There, Spring Lake.
Yeah, no, he does. He got glow stick in his mouth.
If he left the house, he might
be
that
guy. You're too old to be doing that techno dance stuff, man, at these raids and stuff, man. Grow up.
He's told to do a lot of things that he's not doing. Bart, it's good seeing you, man.
Oh, you're kicking me out.
You can stay for the rest of the morning if you want.
Listen, you know how long it took me to get here, man?
Feel free
to
stay.
I was going
to
talk about Tiger. I was ready to talk about Kevin Durant and why people hating on my boy.
We'll come back and do that. Yeah,
coming up, what did Bart Scott think about Tiger Woods?
Get Boomer a day off today, man.
I assume you've seen the video, Bart? Yes or no?
I concur.
Yeah,
listen, I got something to say about Tiger, man. Y'all hating on Tiger. Y'all don't even know what happened. I know what happened.
Tiger, next. Exactly what happened that night.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Ambien, yo, are in like a sleepwalking state.
I've told Boomer
almost
the story.
Sleep
the
up, and they sleepwalk.
A friend of mine jumped off the roof of his house, broke his ankle, and had a compound fracture of his leg and slept through it.
And exactly.
I woke up in the morning, didn't know what he was doing there.
Exactly. So, you know, just imagine if he took, you know, some Oxycontin or some Percocet or whatever, and then he was like, you know what, I still can't sleep. I want to go to sleep and take an Ambien and then get up and operate a vehicle, not know that he's operating.
See, I agree. He might have a problem. I don't think just based on this you can say he's got a problem or it's a quote-unquote cry for help. No one knows. He may have just been in a lot of discomfort and pain, wanted to go to bed, took the wrong combination of stuff, all of it prescribed. Next thing you know, like even when the officers pulled him over, or they didn't pull him over when they found him, where are you? Orange County.
When they discovered him.
Where are you going? I don't know. Do you know where you're at?
I'm going to Neverland.
Right. You see the video. His eyes are closed. Yeah. He don't know where he's at.
Exactly. And people want to rush the judge. Listen, when you've made this type of celebrity status as Tiger Woods, people can't wait to see you fall, right? He's probably, you know, one of the most recognizable people in the world.
For sure.
And people can't wait for you to have something so they can make fun and say, see, you're not perfect. Because, you know, their lives are miserable. So people wait for you to something for you to happen so they can jump on top, not even knowing the facts.
Yeah, well, that happens, especially with social media these days. Like, there are people that were happy that this happened to them. Or, I mean, you don't have to like Tiger Woods.
Crabs
like,
in a bucket. We call it crabs in a bucket.
Like, I don't get that reference, but all right.
Crabs in a bucket. So if you put a bunch of crabs in a bucket, if one tried to climb out, the other one would grab it. Not understanding that if they just use each other, they can all get out. Crabs in a bucket, man.
Crabs in a bucket.
Crabs
see?
In a bucket. Hood, that's
we call that
that's what
hood
you guys
philosophy.
Are
you don't know nothing about, that.
Sometimes you guys around here are like a bunch of crabs in a bucket.
That's a lot
what
different
trying
than
to get you out of
Boomer
that.
Boomer trying to be the star. Y'all won't let him get to the top.
Boomer's been to the top.
You can stand on his shoulders. You can see far if you stand on the shoulders of
that's
a giant.
Exactly right.
He won't let us.
Can we stand on the shoulders?
That's not true.
Can we stand on the shoulders of a giant?
That's not true.
Let me stand on your shoulders. I can see farther than a giant if you stand on the shoulders of a giant.
Do you think? But I would just say this: that when we play softball, I get the best out of these.
You
guys.
You want to play tonight? You doing anything tonight?
Tonight I am. Yeah, I was going to step into one like Roger Dorn. You know what I'm saying? All I got to do is get on base. I'll steal my way home.
That's
I don't care
it.
How old.
Don't you remember he played with us
he
last
never
year
played
and
before.
Never, ever played?
That was the first time. I'm ready. I was ready for my rematch.
But
you know
if you do make contact, the ball's going to go far.
Somehow they got your stuff.
Boy, you look good.
You got your
I'm looking like Pui. And Pui can't play that well, so I should be able to play baseball.
You ain't wearing a belt, though. Boomer's got a problem with that.
Yeah,
you're not wearing
a
full uniform.
You got to wear the full uniform. You got to look the part.
Listen, I got to know the part to be able to play the part.
I mean, it's baseball.
You still got
your
uniform.
You grew up in Detroit. How did you?
So I ever tell you the
baseball.
Story why I stopped playing baseball? Why I never played baseball? My dad was a great baseball player. Wanted me to play baseball. So, all right, I'm gonna go out and play baseball. And I, you know, this is the week for tryouts. So I see one of my buddies walking down the street. And I go see him, and he's walking down the street. He's getting closer and closer. The closer you get, I'm looking at his grill. It's all so I say, "Damn, what happened to you?" Say, man, I got hit in the face with a baseball. All his teeth.
Yeah.
Broken. He must have bit the baby. Somebody must do the baby. He said, like, bro, what the hell you do? So I asked him, I said, man, the pitcher hit you with the baseball. I said, what you do? Did you take the bat and beat the hell out of him?
Right.
He said, nah. I said, all right, hell no. Listen, a lot of things. Listen, crooked fingers, reconstructive toe surgery, torn labrum, cool. I'm not messing up my grill, baby. It's something I just won't sacrifice. Yo, football for all the pain.
Right.
Mouthpiece, Face mask.
Your
face is all right. I'm Gucci.
You survived 15 years in the NFL.
He's had a hard life, I'm sure, with them little dolphin teeth that he got. You know what I'm saying? He from the hood, he couldn't afford to get them veneers. You know what I'm saying? So he walk around with dolphin teeth. He not going to get no play. Listen, everything we do in life is for women. And you ain't getting no tight woman with dolphin teeth. So that's why I didn't play baseball.
Imagine the kind of women you are getting with dolphin teeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Women who play baseball.
Am I allowed to say hysterectomy?
You can say hysterectomy all you want.
Yeah, he has hysterectomy you give to a woman, man. Can't be doing that.
It's no good.
You get a bad rep.
Yeah.
Girl, I can't have kids no more. Mess with him.
When you sit with Bart Scott for an extended period of time, you got to listen.
Yeah.
Because you never know what analogy is coming next.
So that's why I didn't know where left field was. Yeah, see, I didn't know.
I never said anything like it. Here's an American kid from Detroit.
Yeah.
Great athlete.
Tigers.
NFL, the whole bit. And he doesn't know how to put the glove on. Didn't know where to go.
No, I know how to pick the glove.
It's kind of like Ray Rice. Ray Rice was similar.
We grew up in the same town. Like, Ray, how is it possible? You played basketball, played football, had never played softball.
I mean, who's my heroes in Detroit at the time? Cecil Fielder, Sweet Lou Whitaker. That was about it, man.
Right.
They ain't have enough swag
but
for me.
But an American kid who's a great athlete at some point would have played baseball.
Listen.
Seen a ball game
I did, but if somebody would have put me to the side and say, listen, man, in the future, they're going to be giving out $200 million, I would have threw that football pass so far away, man, I would have been the greatest baseball player ever.
See that?
I just stole bases all day. You can't catch me.
You can't play tonight, though.
Nah, I can't. Yeah, I got... Got some business. Hey, I need to find this guy. I need a quarterback for my camp. I need somebody to teach
Chris
my kids.
Chris Sims, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, well, he's not.
See, Chris, you know, say Chris a little bit, you know what I'm saying? At the bottom, you know what I'm saying?
With the teeth?
Yeah, got to hook that up.
True Chris Sims!
You got to fix this. Fix the teeth. Well,
we got that bread, man.
Probably got that from his dad.
But they got that bread, though.
Oh, yeah.
They got that cheese. He don't have to work.
They got the Sims money. They're selling the house.
Yeah, he ain't got that money. They got that cheese.
All of Franklin Lakes is being sold because Phil's moving.
Basically,
he's got Franklin Lake. It's his lake.
Yeah,
they got that cheese, man.
Yeah, you do need a quarterback for your camp. I'm sure he ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Chris,
I love playing against him, man. He helped my career out tremendously.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he gave up sacks so good.
Well, when you game plan for Chris Sims, what happened in the defensive meeting?
Well, it was funny. It was almost laughable because John Gruden had this protection where they full slid all the time. From the tackle, from the guard on out. So it only left two men on the island. So come on, man. You can't be predictable with Rex. Right. Now we sent five to one side. He's running for his life. Appreciate you. Him and Joe Gibbs, my favorite people in the whole world. Joe Gibbs came back and he still had the checks from when he played the first go round.
Right.
So yellow was like left and green was right. So we back there killing porters like, go the other way. they blue, yellow. We like, everybody shift. It's like little giant. Porters in the back, they think I'll kill me. God, time out. Too late. I love guys like that, man. It never changed, never adapt.
Clinton Portis, was he complaining on the field? Like you guys knew where he was going or not?
Absolutely. Yeah, he was like, sure. Man, how do they know? Dummy, you saying yellow and green. Like, that's like 1980. You know how many cheat notes we had since then? Like, Doug Williams was like, what happened to me?
Do you ever think they do like it's a decoy thing that you wouldn't catch on?
Well, you know who was good like that was Peyton. So we have something and we play him the next time. He changed the same word means something different. And they were good at stealing your signal. You know, people want to talk about the Patriots stealing stuff. Man, nobody was greater than the Colts.
In what way?
Under Tony
Dungy,
right?
They steal everything. They would steal your signs. They have people stealing your signs from like the year before. People, they send scouts out to your games when you're playing somebody else. Mm. They steal your signals. So if you ever watch us when I was with Baltimore, whenever we played against the Colts, we had wristbands because they knew they were cheating.
So
you're listening to their stuff and reacting to what they're doing.
Yeah,
but
we're listening to their stuff.
When they go after your stuff, all of a sudden you get a little upset.
We're listening to their stuff while we're on the field. They sending somebody with microphones and decoding our stuff in other games. That's just immoral.
When you play football, you can make an adjustment that fast on the field?
Heck yeah.
Really?
Hey, man, listen. Football players might not be smart in everything. But you know, I'm telling you, like, it's hard to learn a playbook. And that's what happens. You get great athletes that come and they don't have the knowledge to be able to be able to process information in a short period of time.
What's a defensive like play call sound like? Boomer's giving us old Rex, 80, Zebra, 9, Fly.
I mean, listen to
you
that
guys,
stuff.
You guys have done that on defense, right?
First of all, I'm just listening about who he's calling out as the mic. You know, that's why – And I said this before, man. Like, we're in an era where I think we have some of the dumbest football players in the history of this sport. They're so dumb. Man, Tom Brady can play till he's 60. These people are so dumb. I mean, Tom Brady's been doing the same plays. And what happens is he's played so long that the other athletes have retired. And it's a whole new batch that don't know nothing. And then he just keeps – they keep falling for the banana in the tailpipe every time. I mean, what is Tom Brady doing on the goal line? He's going to go to empty.
Right.
He's been doing that since like the 90s. Right. He go to empty. Why is he doing that? He wants to see if you're a man or zone. He bring you back in. He does a box count. And if the box count is light, it's a direct snap to the running back. If not, then it's a quick slant. Like, come on, man. I look at Atlanta like, really? You fell for that one? Like, did you only scout Drew Brees, the NFC? Did you not look at the AFC? Like, come on, man. So he'll play till he's 80 because these athletes are dumb. Because what happens is college coaches are playing Madden. So they're doing all the thinking. So, like I said before, you go to the line of scrimmage. You say blue 9-7, and then the whole team look up and say, "Coach, now what do we do from here?"
And they hold up a sign on the sideline.
Twinkie hot dog. Okay, that means Twinkie hot dog. They can't even call a damn play when they get to the league. They can't even learn how to read. No quarterback can't even learn how to read the safety. They safety drop. They blow their mind if a safety drop in and drop back out. They'll throw it right to them.
Have you seen either of the Jet quarterbacks?
They have a quarterback?
Is it that bad?
I don't know, man. Listen, I think in the draft, I think they should have took O.J. Howard, man. I think he would have solved a lot more problems than the kid Adams, who I think is a great player, but I don't know if he can really have that big of an impact as his rookie year. You think about having Howard, I think with Safarian Jenkins has, he doesn't want to be fat no more.
Yeah, well, he came back, and to his credit, you know, it's like much people like Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Figured out what his problems were, tried to work on his problems, and now looks like
he don't want
really
to be fat no more, right? He lost 25 pounds.
That's
so
right.
Now,
and he wants
so,
to be the athlete.
So what happens? What's the hardest thing? Because we know he was a tremendous, you know, receiving tight end, right? And he was a willing blocker.
Yep.
So if you would have paired him with Howard, now that solves that would have solved their line issues. Because now that bumps the defender out one more step. That buys more time. He can chip his way out. But also now it's a matchup problem because you have two tight ends. Those two guys are great receivers, so they could act as receivers. So now you as a defense, I have to decide, do I bring a dime in, a nickel in? Okay, you bring a nickel in. Now you got a 205-pound DB versus my 260-pound tight end. I don't care if he's a great blocker or not. If you can't block that guy, you can't be in the league. So now you run the ball. So now you put a big linebacker out there because
now
you throw. Yeah. And you play that game. So they had an opportunity to maybe not be a great defense, but to be a much more improved offense.
But I know what they're thinking, though. I think in my heart they're thinking they have to play defense first. They got to stop people. Well, I'm just telling you what I think they're thinking. And they also said that this kid Adams was one of the top two players coming out in the draft. And, you know, much like when Leonard Williams fell to them, that he was just too good of a player to say no to.
But is he Earl Thomas? Is he Ed Reed?
But that's what,
because
that's what
to justify that pick up there and to be able to affect the team for 10 years, he needs to be that caliber of player.
Well,
and I see him as a scud missile. But I don't see him as a game changer. You know, the difference between, you know, Polamalu and Ed Reed was those game changing plays because they got turnovers. They either caused fumbles, return punts. You know, other safeties in this league are great. They come down and hit you. Keanu Neal had a great rookie year. But I want a guy that can get me extra possessions.
Can he be Landon Collins?
Can Landon Collins be Landon Collins 2 years in a row?
Well, he was all pro safety last year, so can
I like
this
that kid
Adams.
Though. I like that kid though.
Make sure you check out the Can't Wait Performance Camp hosted by Bart Scott.
But he talked about Tiger
Event Center. We talked about Tiger.
Man, see, that's the CTE. I forgot about Tiger. Man,
hey, what a guy, real quick. What is the true material that guys use when Eli Manning's name comes up? What is the rank and file, the NFL players that you played with? When people discuss Eli Manning as a quarterback, what do they say?
I mean, he's that second tier quarterback. You know, me personally, I'll take about 12 quarterbacks before I take Eli. And that's in his prime or whenever, you know what I mean? But he's a guy that because of his demeanor, he was able to perform, and I feel in some pivotal moments, some other moments where other players might have pressed. Because of his personality, he was able to perform at the big moment, much like Joe Flacco, because he's unflappable.
Did you ever buy a game used helmet from him?
Yeah, I want a refund because I don't know if it's authentic.
Mm-mm. Just checking. Did you ever sell a game-used helmet?
Let me tell you something. The Jets tried that crap on me, man. Like,
what's that?
My rookie year. Like, they start auctioning off our helmets, and I didn't know, and they were trying to give me a reused one. No, 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 brother. That means something real with me. I got DNA up in that thing. You know what I'm saying? You gonna sell my stuff? You know, am I worth that little?
Is it every game they would take it?
At the end of the season, they would take our throwbacks and all that stuff and sell them. I made them go get my stuff back and give me my stuff. Listen, this is part of my life's history. I don't care. This means way more to me than whatever that $5,000, whatever they sold my jersey for. If you don't get my stuff back, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Was Rex in on that?
No, that's, man, listen, NFL teams are all about making money. You know, you can say the winning all you want. Money, making money is first.
So they would take, at the end of the season, all your jerseys, your helmets.
And sell them. Oh, game win, do you buy this? Nah, bro. If you don't get my stuff back, I tell you what, because you the one that touched it, I'm going to kick your ass, and then you're going to go get my jersey, and you can start lining them up, or y'all can cut me. But I knew they couldn't cut me because I had guaranteed dough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.